This is Outside the Round with Matt Barile, a Rage Rowdy podcast.
My man, Jackson Grove, the founding guy, man behind Nothing Fancy, my brother. How are you feeling after last night?
A little tired.
Yeah, last night got wild, man.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was just talking my head off, you know, trying to catch up with everybody. You know, I'm only here for a short amount of time, so I was just trying to catch up with people. And
yeah, that makes it tough when it's like short trips down here.
Yeah, exactly.
But this has been a longer trip for you.
Yeah, I'm down here for the entire week, or like a week and a half. You know, Live Golf was this past weekend, and then the NASCAR race. But having a little bit of fun, doing some content with both of those type of areas. And yeah, so
how was the golf tournament?
It was a great time. You
know, I've never been to one of those. I've never done, like, attended a golf tournament. I played golf growing up, and I obviously, like a lot of people, I played a lot during COVID, but I've never been. Like, what's the vibe of a golf tournament?
Well, I mean, I've never been to a PGA event, but I've been to like 5 Live Golf events, and really, I can't really say what a PGA event is. What I've heard is like way more like intense, like people are actually focused like on what's going on. But at Live Golf, like, no one really is paying attention. I mean, it's not as intense as PGA, I think so, but I can't really say for sure because I haven't been to a PGA event.
So is it like a party?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much like what the Waste Management Open is,
you know, all the time.
Yeah, all the time. And it's just, it is set up differently. So it's like you have teams at the Live Golf, whereas PGA is just like the individual players. But in Live Golf, you have the teams, and then you also have, I really don't know, honestly. You have the teams, but they're all individual players, and there's like five players each team.
It's kind of like NASCAR then.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, and then like at the end of the weekend, like, you know, whoever's team does the best. Like, I guess there's an individual winner and then a team winner.
Interesting.
Throughout the weekend.
That's cool, yeah, because I haven't followed the Live stuff a ton, but what's really cool about what you guys do with Nothing Fancy is that obviously you guys are in the country music space. But like I was saying on the mic last night, you guys are like our cousins or our brothers to the north, you know, up there in the good old Mid-Atlantic. But you've gotten into different industries that are like kind of country music, good time adjacent, like the golf world, the racing world, the outdoors world with coming down for NWTF. Obviously, you're in town for the NASCAR race this weekend.
Yeah.
What's all that kind of been like, or what was like your process with doing that?
Oh, well, first off, I feel like it just all started with country music, but, you know, country music obviously helped the brand grow a ton.
Yeah.
And shout out to Hardy. I mean, he was like one of our biggest ambassadors, like, and put us on the map. But like my vision for the company was not just to be country music. I wanted to be in the stuff that I enjoy as well, which is like hunting, like, and golfing, I mean, and fishing as well. I'm not as big into fishing as I am in those two areas, but when I first started the company, I wanted the brand to be about those areas and those activities. So yeah, I mean, it just all, like, we started with country music and kind of like country music and outdoors was like the two big things when we first started. And now we kind of trying to bring in golf a lot more, but we're not trying to, like, you know, squeeze it in and like really dial it in. I think it's going to take some time for us to really grab the golf market. Yeah. So we're not super, super worried about it, but we're just doing a little bit here and there with it.
Still a cool thing to just be dabbling into. So yeah. I guess I want to kind of take back to when I first learned about you guys. And I don't know if we've talked about this. So I used to live with a guy named Ethan Willis.
Yep.
And this was in 2019, right before the pandemic. Ethan and I used to work together at Whiskey Row doing security. He's built more for security than I am. He's a big mother, a big, big dude. And I remember him telling me, because I was just doing In the Round at that point. This was before Nikki and I had officially met with Raise Rowdy and all of that. And I remember him being like, hey, I got hit up by these guys, this new hat. And I remember him giving me the version of this that isn't the tailgate and tall boys version, but like the classic, like, black and white hat. And then to see from there on how it's been, because that was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
When that, did kind of tell the nothing fancy story, and like the that, name is so genius too. Yeah. It's so genius.
It's genius, but it's not like it's.
What do you mean it's not?
It's genius, but it's so simple at the same time. Yeah, like, that's
what makes it so genius, though.
Well, it's same with Ray's Rowdy, and I've freaking preached this with you guys. Like, it's a great name. And that's what you want. Simple, but to the point people understand. But yeah, Ethan, I remember meeting Ethan like the first time I ever came to Nashville when I turned 21. I came down here with like my cousin and my best friend, and my mom and dad also came down. We drove down all together.
Oh, that's all. I've done that drive from Maryland, DC area down to Nashville. That's a haul.
Yeah, that's when we came down here for my 21st birthday, and that was like the first time that I ever experienced Nashville. And like, I went out, probably hit every bar on Broadway.
And that's
like
a feat right there.
Yeah, and I was just like, hey, I was just telling people, I was like, check out, this is my company. Like, dude, nobody had a clue back then or ever heard of us. I mean, I was just trying everything I could to get my brand out there, and I brought some hats down with me. But obviously since then, like, the product has grown better.
Where's the name come from?
The name comes from, like, me and my buddies just, like, having a great time. I don't want to, like, dial in too specific with that, but, like, maybe
was it like a group chat name or something, or was it just like
it was like
buddy said?
Me and my buddies just like listening to a crap ton of classic rock and getting into bad stuff around the farm, just like drinking beer and just like I don't know, that's what our lifestyle was like when I was in community college. And a lot of like the people that I went to high school with, like, everybody went away. But so you have this small group of friends that you realize you learn a lot about yourself when you're like kind of isolated just with like a couple friends.
Yeah.
And we had a great time, though. It was just me and, a couple of my closest friends where we just had each other, and we would just make the best out of it, go have the most amount of fun. And it didn't really amount to nothing. Like, we didn't spend a bunch of money to do things, like we were just hanging out, like, outside doing shit, I don't know, riding four-wheelers, going fishing, like, cooking barbecues, like
just being nothing fancy.
Yeah. And that's what exactly, that's what I mean, that's where I feel like the name like originated from. And it wasn't like a light bulb moment ever that it was like, aha. Like,
I feel like it never is with things like that.
Sometimes it is. Some people have a light bulb moment, and I don't think mine was ever a light bulb moment. It was just what we were doing, and it took me a while to think of the name. Like, I used to just write down names. Like,
what were some of the other options?
Well, we first started with, the first name we started with was like Front Porch Confessions, which is like,
okay.
Yeah, it was just like me, my cousin and my brother, just
FPC.
Like, yeah, Front Porch Confessions. And I thought it was a good name, but like, it just didn't, like, I didn't see any like longevity to like actually make it a legit.
All
like,
of our songwriter buddies, that might be a good title right there. Jackson deserves a third.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Front Porch Confessions. So we'd just be chilling, sitting around on the porch just talking about life. And it's just like, Front Porch Confessions. But yeah, so that was like the first name. And even before that, it was called, I had like a Instagram name called Elevate Dirt Films, where I was just posting videos of my brother riding motocross at the house. Like, he was a professional motocross racer.
Oh, no shit. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Just a privateer. But I mean, he was very talented. And so I got experience with videography, and I took a lot of interest in that, to the point where I realized, like, did I want to be a full-time videographer, or did I want to use it for my benefit to make a brand? So I was like, I used it for my benefit to make a brand, and it helped out, like, learning those basic skills just to, create content for myself and the brand that I wanted to make, So, I mean, a lot of people, I had two routes, and I was like, man, I'm not, like, I don't see myself being, like, a full-time videographer, photographer. I just don't really enjoy it that much.
Yeah.
I like creating, but not in that way. I wanted to create a brand, I guess, more.
they have more your something that's kind of tangible versus a video, like a product, like a hat or a shirt or an event or things like that.
Yeah, I noticed that if I made these videos, which I did, I used to make edits for like football players.
Oh, nice.
Like I would send
people's huddle.
No, like videos. Professional football players. Like,
oh, well, I was talking about like the high school, like college, like the huddle tapes. Yeah. Like, would you do those, like the highlight reels for people?
Yeah, I would just get experience through that, and I would just do it on my own time and just get experience on like how to edit videos by myself. But it helped me out a ton just with my own brand. Like I used to make edits for Davante Adams.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, Tyrann Mathieu. And I would do it on my free time, and I would stay up all night just making.
How the hell do you get connected with the Honey Badger?
Dude,
how does that happen?
I would DM him. So this is where it came from. So I would DM like these football players, like, hey, can I make an edit for you? Like, I want to see my work out there in the public. And if they saw my DM, like, it was great, and I would get connected with them and make a video for them. And some of the players, like him especially, and Davante Adams, would repost my videos, and like they would send me their number, and I would just be like send them videos constantly. But I realized at the time, I was like, I'm not making any money out of this. I was just doing it for experience.
How old are you doing this?
18, 19. And I was in community college just cranking out videos for.
Yeah, that's something. There's something to be said for that. See, I went the college route, and I'm thankful for it, because if I didn't have the experience that I got there, I wouldn't be down here in Nashville doing what I'm doing. But people always are like, you got to go to this big school. You got to get this 4-year degree. You were in community college, and I'm sure you learned a lot in those classes and whatever. Oh, yeah. But your learning at 18, 19 was the learning, the method of shooting your shot and figuring out how to open doors.
Dude, I DM'd like probably 50 players, probably just trying to like, hey, can I make you edit? Like, I just wanted to like get my foot in the door somewhere. Yeah. I was always trying to get my foot in the door somewhere. But that, what I'm getting at is like, it kind of translated when I made my brand to like be vulnerable and try to reach out to people, where like the Hardy connection came through.
Yeah, so that came through a DM. I was going to ask how Michael Hardy ends up in a Nothing Fancy hat.
Through a DM. I think at the point where I reached out to him, it was like 15,000, 20,000 followers. And he was just getting his like artist career started. But
so
he was
this
probably
is like OG Hardy, like throwback and 4x4 and things like that. Or had he already put that stuff out?
He already put that stuff out. But I mean, he was still working on like his. He wasn't like. I think he just released the first Hicks tape, like before he released the first Hicks tape.
So this is before COVID.
Yeah, 2019. So I reached out to him through a simple DM, and I also reached out to many other people as well. Just, hey, can I send you my product? Like, if they replied, they replied. If not, you know, just move on and try. Like, you know, you got to get your name out there somewhere. But you know, Hardy, I got lucky with just reaching out to him, and he was like, hey, that's a cool like name. And so it worked out pretty well. I mean,
yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. So just to see like how much he's grown, and also what we've grown today is crazy to look back.
Yeah.
So,
and you talk about a guy that is truly nothing fancy. It's Hardy.
Yeah. This, the dude that like would rather just live off the land probably than like, doesn't care to be, you know, bothered and being like, fancy places. Like, that's who I am. I think we kind of figured that out when I first met him, that I was like kind of like the same person, you know, in terms of like our lifestyle. And he digged the name as well, so it was cool.
When does it become, I'm doing this professionally, this is a career, I'm gonna be the CEO of this business, I'm not doing anything else?
Well, fortunately, like, out of college, I could still like live at home, so
you save a lot of money doing that, man.
So I did that after college. I thought it would be great for me just to like focus on the brand full time and not worry about trying to pay myself. And so I did that for about a year and a half. But my last semester of college, I got laid off from a job. Well, it was during COVID. It was 2020.
Where were you working?
I was working for an auctioneer company, and I kind of like, you know, they were great people, but I just kind of had enough of it anyways.
What were you doing with them?
Marketing, just like,
okay, so again, getting the skills that you can run with nothing fancy, like, to get another experience where you're learning the skills.
Drone videos, like videography, I was doing that for them, listings for all the events, and yes, they didn't need me anymore, so I kind of had like the perfect storm where I was going into my last semester of college and I didn't have a job. And I was like, you know what? It might just be better for me to focus on school and focus on the last semester and just focus on my company, which I did. I came out with some half a dozen new hats and it did really well. And like that spring, I decided to get like a little space and just start working by myself. And I did that for about a year and a half before I hired anybody, just cranking out labels every day, packing boxes by myself, like in a small little 600 square foot basement, you know. So that's all it was for until 2022, fall of 2022.
And that's when the warehouse came along.
No, I didn't. We were actually in that little space for like another almost a year before I had to get in the warehouse. Like me and Andre were working like,
shout out to Dre, man. I love that kid.
Dude, he's a, yeah, I love Andre. I mean, like right now he's back at the warehouse, but like, you know, that's his thing, man. Like he's operations. He was operations when he was in the Air Force. So he loves that stuff.
How'd you meet him?
I actually was like friends with him in grade school.
Oh, so these, a lot of the team and the guys that are working within the brand are guys that you've known, like your boys from growing up.
Yeah. Andre, I mean, we would hang out like after school in middle school. And but he was like back and forth. He had mom lives in Wisconsin, dad lives in Maryland. So I would see him like every other year. but he went to school in Wisconsin. And I remember I just hit him up when he was graduating. I said, hey, like he hit me up because I was reaching out to people and putting on social media looking for somebody. And he reached out to me and he was like, I'll be back home in like a couple months. Like, you know, I'll be looking for a job. So I was just kind of like, I trust Andre, like I already knew him. So it was a great hire and he's been with me since 2022.
It's important to have those day ones, bro.
Yeah,
and to be able to have like your baby and do it with your boys.
Yeah, dude.
That's the best case scenario. That's how I feel with Nikki, man. And it's like, this is Nikki's baby and I'm Andre in this situation.
Yeah.
You know, like it's really cool to... Really cool to see that, man.
Yeah, you need your Batman to your freaking Robin, or your Robin to your Batman. Like, I feel like, Andre, he's been there since, like, pretty much in the small little warehouse that we were working in. So, yeah, dude.
What was it like getting that warehouse building? Like, what does that feel
dude,
like?
Dude, it was
I can only imagine what it's going to be like for us. Like, it felt really good to get in this space on the podcast side, but to get... into a spot like that where you're moving that much product and you're able to keep that much inventory from where it started to where it's gotten to.
Yeah, it just opens the door. It just relieves so much stress. I had like in that 600 square foot space, I was waiting for a really nice space to open and I could have went and, you know, grabbed the space, but I waited patiently for this one space and I had two storage spaces I was renting out, like the square spaces.
Yeah.
I had two of those and I had stuff at my dad's house, like in his farm building. But it was just a pain because like we could only hold so much stuff in our little warehouse where we were packing. But as soon as we got our warehouse, it just like the door opened where it was like, all right, now we can like go. You know what I mean? Like it was a good feeling. So yeah, you guys should be excited about that. Once you guys get the warehouse, man, it's just...
Yeah, we're working on it because right now our warehouse and our old podcast studio was all in Nikki T's house, which is above a recording studio right here in Hermitage. And it's like... And we split that room with the Muscadon guys.
Really?
Where they're like 75%. It's a living room of a house. And 75% of it is like the Muscadon merch. And then the other 25% is ours. And there's just boxes and shit everywhere. Yeah. So getting to that level is going to be really cool, man.
Yeah.
So when did you, you talk about like Hardy, who were some of the other like early adopters or the early folks repping you guys in town?
Co Wetzel, obviously he's not in town, but like Co Wetzel.
He is.
Well, now he is. Yeah. Back then when I was like, he was just probably strictly Texas, but Co, Sean Stemley, Larry Fleet. And I can't, I feel bad because there's a lot of other people that I just probably can't think off the top of my head. But now we also have like Sadie Bass and Gavin Adcock, like they're huge brand wearers. And
Josh Ross is
Josh Ross.
Josh lives in, Josh is either wearing your hat or our hat, yeah, which Josh is great to see.
Yeah. And like, I wouldn't meet those people if like didn't have those rounds with you guys.
Yeah.
Like Josh, remember my first round was like Dylan, Ella Langley, Dylan Marlowe, yeah, Josh Ross, and we also had Craig Campbell there.
We had Gavin on there.
Gavin was on there.
We would not have had Gavin's first real playing in Nashville was that event. Yeah, yeah, that was his first one.
Yeah, dude, it was sick. I was just happy for him to like, you know, to see him like play.
And that was very early and raw, and we would have had. We all saw something in him, but we would have had no idea that he'd be on the rocket ship that he's on now.
Yeah, dude, he's such a character. I think that's why he's like, and he's also very talented.
And he's the nicest guy.
Dude. Oh yeah,
he's a bowl on stage.
And oh yeah,
you got to see. We've gotten to go to some festivals together, and we'll get into talking about Tailgate and Tall Boys and all that craziness. But you got to go down to the Statesboro show.
Oh dude, that was
bro.
I'm glad I got to experience that one time.
I told you, and yeah. I think I hyped it up enough for you, too, because I told you how crazy it was going to be down there. Yeah. I didn't know it would be 8-9 fights in the crowd crazy.
It was there? I didn't,
I didn't hear about that. Yeah, there were. Yeah, dude, Statesboro's wild, man. That is like, to me, because it's like, because you grew up in Maryland. I grew up in New York, and there's like different venues, but the venues aren't like the college bars with country music. It's like a different thing in the South. And for Gavin to be like a Statesboro guy and have Landon opening, and it was just a perfect storm of chaos.
Yeah, dude, it is a cool little place too.
A lot of history there, man. That's where Dylan Marlowe came up. That's where
Cole
Swindell, Trey Landon, Luke Bryan, Will Moseley, who was just on Idol, Bryce Leatherwood, like there's some Brian Fuller. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And there's kids right now that'll be popping up in the next year or two that are Statesboro guys.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. I mean, it's very historic and it's just a little joint, but those are like the coolest places.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Do you get to go out on the road to a lot of shows to see people or not as much as you'd like?
I mean, not as much as I would like, but yeah, I have done my fair share of going to couple concerts here and there. I've been a couple Hardy concerts, couple Co concerts, I've been to a couple of Sean's concerts, I feel like, back in a couple years ago. Man, I just can't remember, but not as much as you probably, you know. But it's cool seeing all that stuff, man. It's amazing how much work goes into, you know, putting on a show and how fast they can like load in and out. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
They move, they have it down to a system. What'd you think of last night, our first one at Losers?
Dude,
the full band stuff's fun, ain't it?
I like it. Yeah, dude, it's cool. The full band, like, cause we're obviously so used to just doing the acoustic stuff when I'm with you, but the full band was great. Like, I think it just obviously brings a whole different type of energy than just acoustic, you know?
And the folks that played, shout out to Ben Williams getting us Bella Hudson, sharing his wife. He was joking with me. He's like, yeah, man, I saw Jackson at the golf tournament and he was saying he needed a female. And I was like, I got one of those at home and it worked out. And Bella, Paxton, Rob Langdon, Justin Schools, Connor Sweeney.
Yeah.
Christian Yancey's first full band show ever. Yeah.
I was pumped for him to be able to play a couple. I don't know if he played a couple of his new songs, but he said he never played his full band show. I was like, dude, that's awesome. Like, I'm glad that he got to do that last night.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, it was a great time. And Justin, Connor, Christian, and Paxton, like, those are the boys, you know.
Yeah.
I just met Rob for the first time last night, and then Bella, obviously, as well, but like, those are the boys. Like, I remember you introducing me to all of them. I feel like all of them were introduced to me by you, if I'm not mistaken. But we had a photo shoot last year out at, like, my buddy Moon's place out in Lobelville. And,
oh, I know Moon.
Yeah.
I know Moon.
Dude, we...
What a character. Shout out to Moon.
Shout out, Moon, if you're watching this.
What a legend.
Dude, everybody loves Moon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we had a photo shoot out there, and I just, you know, I invited all them guys out there. Like, those are my, you know, my friends here. I mean, I don't know a lot of people here, but They're like the same age.
You know a lot of people. Or maybe it's that you don't know them, but they know of nothing fancy.
Yeah.
And they know of you.
Yeah. But I feel like if I had, if I was hanging out, if I lived down here, I feel like those would probably be the people I would see myself hanging out with, because they're like the same age as me and stuff like that. Yeah. So they kind of remind me of my friends back home.
Yeah. And they're just down here doing this for work, you know, pursuing a dream. And someone that we've gotten to get very close to, and we've known you now for a while, and I think our friendship and brotherhood has gotten a lot stronger in the last year, the last 2 years. Fucking Don, bro. Don
Burgundy, brother.
Don, bro. Don with the mullet.
Donnie Mullet.
Donnie Mullet, bro. How did you get linked up with him, and how does that friendship and brotherhood start? Because I know he's a New York guy.
Yeah, another cool story. So I met him at the first trade show that I ever did, the Bassmaster Classic, which was like back in 22. And I had my buddies down there like just helping me, taking off work, dude. Like they came down, helped me.
Like what they've done in the past at Live Oak, yeah.
Yeah, and Don was there working for a fishing company, and he came over and introduced himself and was like, "Hey man, I got my camera, I'll take some videos for you guys and I'll send them over to your way after, you know, the trade show is over with." And he sent them over to me, and I made like some cool edits from it and ran them as ads for a long time. And but so that was my first introduction, and I knew like he was like a hands-on person, so I kept in touch with him through the years. And I was looking for, you know, another person to add to the team last year, because it's just been getting crazy. And, you know, I reached out to Don. I was like, "Hey, would you be interested?" And he was like, "Heck yeah. Like, I actually about to leave my job right now." So it worked out really good. And, you know, it's been an adjustment, like, you know, working, getting to know Don. I didn't know him that well, but obviously, like, we've gotten to know each other a lot the past 6 months.
Festivals and events and trade shows will do that too.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's good, man. He's a hard worker, works his butt off. And he actually works remotely, but every month he'll come down, like, for a week out of the month and stay on my family's property in the guest house and coming in and out of the warehouse just once a month for 1 week. Just so he just comes in, but that's nice. But he really, I mean, just works remotely, and he's a road dog too. He loves to
dude. He does not mind hooking that trailer up and just going, man. I was very impressed, because a lot of guys and girls, we were used to it in the touring world. Like for me, I can drive here to Texas with a trailer, no problem. Come back in like 2 days, no problem. That's just how I'm built from being a tour manager and a merch seller. Don has that in him.
Yeah, he said, "Let me crank that trailer down, boy."
Bro, dude, and he is just met his old lady Maria, and had a blast with them last night at Losers and at Red Door, bro.
Yeah, but I was a little occupied. I wish I could have talked to you.
I know, dude. I know. What's the situation like, bro?
Oh man, just
what's the situation like single, for Jackson? You're
single, man.
Single CEO of the best hat in country music.
Yeah,
not
man.
Not a bad place to be.
Yeah, man. But I definitely would like to find the one
you'd like to settle down. All right, this is breaking news right here.
breaking news.
What would a guy like Jackson be looking for?
Somebody that just understands, like a person that's dedicated to their dream, I guess.
Yeah.
Like it's hard for a woman to come in to somebody's world where they're just, my first wife was this business, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, those people have to understand, I guess. It would be like an adjustment, you know. You know how it is. You're busy. I mean,
I'm busy, and I've managed to luck out and find an incredible woman. She's actually in D.C. right now. She works for the VA, and they're doing it's like the 80th anniversary of something within the VA, like the veteran benefits or something. And she's up there putting on this event, and she's been up in D.C. all week. And it's like,
is this somebody that's
festival? Yeah, because she's traveling around. She has a little 5-year-old daughter, and it's like, it's you have to have somebody that understands being on the road. Because how many trade shows do you go to a year right now?
Well, we're going to start doing a lot more. And obviously, I want to try to make as many of them as possible. But if I can't make it, then Donnie will be there.
That's the power of Donnie and Dre and your boys.
Yeah. Even though we're a small team, like, we're definitely trying to make it work. And if we have to hire some subcontractors to go to shows, like, you know, helpers, like, we have to do it. But a lot of my work is like, you know, I'm the CEO, so I have to really dial in on the designing. I mean, the list just goes crazy. Like the financials is all the collaborations. Like,
do you have a business manager yet?
I kind of, yeah. I mean,
you don't have that yet?
No, we do have, I have a lot of good people in my corner. Okay, good. For sure.
Yeah.
100%. That, I mean, a couple people back home that have been a big help. So yeah, we have the help, and it's all about just organizing and just keeping it structured and process and systems, because when you're growing, you got to have that plan laid out where, you know, because if not, it could get real sloppy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very easily.
Especially in this type of business, like apparel, it's very cash flow oriented. It's very risky business. So
yeah, it's very risky business, cash flow oriented, like you said. And it's very like keeping on top of the scene of what guys and girls are coming up. Who do we want wearing the hat? Because this is something Nikki and I think about, you know? Yeah. And with us, and you guys do it too, whenever you guys come to town and do an event, artists get a hat for playing, which is, everybody's like, you guys must be killing it. Your stuff's everywhere. And it's like, yeah, we're doing solid. We're definitely happy where Raised Rowdy's at. But our thing is the give back. If you play one of our events, you get a hat or a shirt.
Yeah.
And it's getting that out there. But also keeping fresh on the designs, bro.
Yeah, dude. That's,
and this patch right here, bro. This patch has to be like the baby within nothing, like the golden child of, it's just worked so well for you guys.
It's just the OG. And I feel like we're going to start using the one I'm wearing right now.
I like that a lot, dude.
We're going to start implementing some new designs, but I wanted to keep it very simple when I first started. It just makes everything, not only does it create a lot of social currency, but it also creates, you know, it makes it easier for me in designing. Like, people want simple, you know, they don't want crazy different designs. If they like a brand, they like a brand because of what it, the logo, like the Nike logo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just keep it simple and like, don't overthink it. I had somebody tell me that a long time ago on the phone, like an old, like, OG that owned, this business in Ocean City for a long time. I don't know if you ever remember Sunshine Riders.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I talked to like the guy that owned that.
That's a pretty good little mentor conversation right there.
Yeah, and he just told me, like, I remember this was a couple years ago, like my uncle like got me on the phone with him and we had a conversation. He was like, keep it very simple. Just like change the colors, keep the logo the same. Change the colors, keep the logo the same.
Yeah.
So you're going to start seeing a lot more of that because until, you know, people love it. They just want to see different colors and different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that's kind of where we're at. It's like we have like this logo. We call it like our trailer park logo that we slap on a bunch of stuff. And then we have that rope logo has been so fucking good to us.
Yeah.
And then the classic like microphone that looks like the R. That one we haven't had as incorporated in a lot of things, but like we're starting to see that too.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like you want to get adventurous, and an idea might sound cool in your head and then it doesn't fucking sell.
Yeah.
Where it's like, why fix something that ain't broken?
Yeah, exactly. And you definitely, I want to try new things for sure, but I think until I can build the brand up a little bit bigger, then I'll, you know, lay off on trying new things or product lines. Yeah. Like, we're going to say hat heavy, shirt heavy, and just keep it very simple for the next year or so. But we've tried to get too spread out in different areas, and it could kill you.
That's kind of where we're at, bro. Like describing what Raised Rowdy is like if someone were to ask you, what is Nothing Fancy? What's like your pitch? What do you tell them?
It's an outdoor lifestyle brand and centered in hunting, golfing, fishing, those areas, country music. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what I would describe it as.
Yeah, see, for us, it's like we say that Raised Rowdy, it's like the lifestyle brand side of it, but also the events.
Yeah.
The media company, all these podcasts and all this stuff that we're doing, going to these festivals, having the blog. And it's like we have like different channels and stuff. So navigating that can be a challenge at times. It is. You know?
Yeah. And I actually talked to Nick about this on the phone last week. I was like, you guys are very, like, your media is amazing.
We're trying, man. Well, this is a huge upgrade.
Like, and that's what I wanted to get more. I wanted to get more into like doing vlogs and doing podcasts and stuff like that.
And it's like you can have it live it can be dipped into country music, but you can also dip into, like you said, that outdoor lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like a vlog of you guys at the Bassmaster Classic.
Yeah.
A vlog of you guys at the at whatever live tournament, at the NASCAR race. Which, by the way, how does the Nothing Fancy logo get on a fucking NASCAR, bro? Because that is so cool.
Dude, we just got to give people from RCR that they, you know, they love us. And Austin Craven, he's just been a big, huge help. So, yeah, I met Austin a couple years ago, and he's just been crazy supportive about the brand. Actually, that's, you know, that's why I kind of like I'm in here this weekend to hang out with
for
him.
The ally.
Yeah, and go, you know, hang out with my the people from RCR. Dude, they're good people. I love just like instantly. I mean, he reached out to me 2 years ago. This is like another DM type of relationship. Yeah. So I was talking to him over direct message for like a year. And then we finally linked up at a NASCAR race. And, you know, he's just been very supportive. Those are the type of things you find people like that just want to see you succeed. And
yeah.
So now it's been a huge help. Like NASCAR is a great scene to be in. It's like what our brand is about, like that country laid back lifestyle.
And the NASCAR viewership, everything has gone up from where it was a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's, I'm excited for the race this weekend. It's going to be, there's always so many people at this Nashville race. I remember last year, you couldn't even walk around in the pits.
Like, oh, were you down here for it last year?
Yeah, I remember.
We were down here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I saw you guys. Yeah. I remember seeing you guys. Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's always crazy at this one. But I've been to a couple of them now. I've been to Pocono.
What's okay, I've done the Tricky Triangle as well. The Pocono. The Tricky Triangle.
Yeah, it's so like that's what they call it?
Turn, yeah, because it's like
yeah.
three the way it's laid out. That and one, obviously Dover you've done, right?
Dover. Like some of them I just gone and watched. But Miami, Homestead.
Oh, you did Homestead. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Charlotte recently. Charlotte was cool. That was like
Charlotte's cool because that's like seeing a country show in Nashville.
Yeah.
Like you're at home base.
Dude, it was wild. It was, I was talking about this the other day, but it was like one of the, it was Memorial Day weekend. It was the most American thing that I've ever been to. Any sporting event, like I've been to NFL games, I've been, but dude, they had like Black Hawk helicopters flying, people parachute, like soldiers parachute, like off the helicopters, like Trump's plane fly over before the race, and that's then wild. Land, he lands and then comes into the race, but like, hey, it was just wild. It was, and that place was packed too. It was almost as packed as the Nashville race last year, or probably more packed.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Know, but yeah. Yeah, NASCAR is cool, man. I'm glad I've gotten into it and got to learn more about it. So, but yeah, man, NASCAR, turn left, baby, go fast.
Yeah, not a bad 2 week stretch you're on. Live Golf yeah. Tournament, a takeover at a fine yeah. establishment in Nashville, getting to hang and meet different people. Who were some people that you met on this trip that you're like, that was cool?
Oh, Ben Williams. At yeah. the golf tournament.
What a good fucking dude.
Oh, yeah. And then even some people from this shirt I'm wearing, the Smash team.
Yeah, what are they?
So that's one of the teams on, that's like Brooks Koepka's team.
Oh, nice.
For the, when I live golf, and I met, I guess he's the manager of the Smash team. His name's Dan McMillan. But he was the one that like invited us to the hospitality tent for like, Saturday and Sunday.
Nice.
And if I wasn't in that tent, dude, I would have been dying, bro.
Well, I heard it was hot.
Yeah, it was bad. But that was another good connection I made. Met Glennie Balls.
Oh, what was that like? So I met Glennie in passing once outside of Live Oak.
Yeah.
And he was like, you look familiar. And I was like, well, I'm from New York, but you definitely don't know who I am. I know who you are, bud.
Yeah.
But, and talked to him for like a very like split second. That's my only interaction, but I'd yeah. love to get to know him better.
Yeah, it was just a short interaction. I was just, hey, well, he follows the brand, so.
Oh, that's cool.
I just told him, I was like, you know, I'll DM you and send you some hats. He's like, I'll be looking for the DM. I was like, all right. But yeah, I just kept it very short.
Who's the wildest follower that you've seen hop on there? You can pull your phone out and look if you want, because I kind of want to see like who's, or if you know off the top of your head, like somebody just way out of left field. Obviously, Hardy follows.
I think Livy Dunn follows us.
Livy Dunn follows you guys? Is
yeah.
That's because of Paul, probably.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she does. I mean, she talks to us every direct message. Like, we send stuff to her.
That's cool.
Yeah. But Paul, obviously.
How'd you get connected with Paul? Dude, was that just a DM, just reach out, or did he reach out to you guys?
Yeah, when Paul was in college, like before his last season, he DM'd us. But you know, I'm not huge into baseball, so I don't follow college baseball. And we were getting a lot of college baseball players reaching out to us, so I forgot to respond to it. But he pretty much was just asking to like collab, and then when he was like in the college playoffs, I was like, who is that guy? And I'm like, looked at my messages, and like the dude was like direct messaged us. I'm like, shit. So I reached back out to him, and you know, I sent him a big care package, and I was like, dude, I appreciate you, like I'm sorry that I didn't like respond to you initially. I'm not a big college baseball follower.
But is that where the LSU college colors came out?
Yeah.
Was from that?
Yeah. I mean, we had the LSU. LSU had it. Okay. It's actually kind of like an ECU LSU hat. So.
Yeah, it could go to anything that's purple and gold.
Well, I actually made it for ECU because that's kind of like the college that I used to like go and party at all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I made it for like kind of both schools. And yeah, so I sent him a care package, and obviously he started dating Livy, and then like Livy was wearing his sweatshirts and her like Snapchat stories. I'm like, and we just said to Livy,
did
like,
you get like your boys hitting you up being like, what is this?
It's crazy. And then like ESPN like posted a photo of them like together at the football game, and he was wearing one of our hats. And I was like, it's crazy. Like, and I actually just reposted it again like a week ago. And also he wore it on the Pat McAfee show, which was really cool.
Yeah.
So, but it's cool getting outside of like country music a little bit and getting into like sports and stuff like that. Like, we want to broaden, you know, our type of ambassadors and not just like keep it country music. We want to broaden it, you know, past country music.
Absolutely, man.
Not that we just want to forget about country music. We just like, we want to try to like create this thing like a monster, dude.
Yeah.
So I think everybody can get down with the name.
Yeah, I think so. I think so for sure.
Yeah. It's all about keeping it simple. That's like the average person just like, and I think they see the name like nothing fancy. Like, I'm nothing fancy. Like, I don't really do anything crazy nowadays besides just, you know, hang out with my loved ones, like hang out with my people, maybe get a little wild hair here and there. But
yeah,
that's what it.
Yeah. How do you strategize the ad stuff? Because that's something that Nick and I haven't fully gotten into yet. And if you're part of the target demo of who you guys are trying to reach, which is a pretty broad demo, because obviously you guys want your product to be everywhere, but targeting the folks that are into the outdoorsy, keeping it simple kind of thing, you can't go on Instagram or Facebook and not see one of your ads. They're very, very, very incredibly effective. How did you first get into that kind of stuff? And like, what are some pointers for people like running ads and stuff that haven't done it before?
Yeah, you definitely, it's a big step to take. And
it's a heavy investment if you're going to do it right.
And once you start running ads, you're going to see a very big increase. I mean, I feel like everybody will. The first month that I started running ads in 2022, I saw like 100% increase.
Wow.
In sales. So it's tremendous. I mean, and that's like for our type of businesses, if you're trying to sell apparel, like that's where you do want to spend a lot of your marketing dollars. Yeah. And so you got to be ready for it to be able to like scale. And I had a guy that I was talking to for like a year and a half. His name is Aaron Packer. He's a good dude.
Yeah. I think he was at one of he was in town with you for NWTF, right?
Yeah. And dude, he helped me grow my business. Like, you know, he was my ad manager for the first 2 years. And honestly, I just switched over. Well, not that we didn't want, I mean, like Aaron was helped me out tremendously, but we made a switch with Brother Dale recently. We're working with Brother Dale now out of Nashville here. And they're kind of like a big agency where they can take on the creative and also the ad manager.
If you can take the creative off your plate, that's a big thing. And
it's not a knock against my boy Aaron. He's
business,
doing it.
Bro. Yeah. It's business. And I'm sure you still have a great relationship.
Dude, me and him talk all the time still. Yeah. And like, you know, we have a great relationship, but not a knock towards him. He's just like a single, you know, a guy doing it by himself. And I was like, we're trying to go, you know, take everything, just make it more cohesive and easier on me, because we were supplying content and doing things like that. And it was just like, you know, with all the things that we have going on, nowadays, and going to these events, it's just a lot easier where we'll have somebody creating our content and doing our shoots, doing our product photos, our website, and then also being able to talk back and forth with the ad team that's under the same company. It's just, it's been a big, big help, like going to Brother Dale, just like for me. I mean, cause I want to be focused on the product development.
Yeah. You want to continue to give your clients, which is the general public, the best version of Nothing Fancy that you can give them.
Yeah.
And I love that new hat that you got on. So what's this collection called? It's got the flag on the other side.
Yeah, too. I know. I messed up, man. And people give me shit. But the flag is supposed to be on this side.
Oh.
Yeah, because the stars are in the back.
Okay.
And I, like, honestly, I didn't know that.
See, I wouldn't have known the difference. I was just pointing out.
Whoa, it's not on camera. I know. A flag, but, like, I want people that don't see. I actually wanted to point that out, like, because I messed up. And the flag is supposed to be this way with the stars facing forward. But I was like, I had a couple people that were in the Army that reached out to us through email, like, the flag's like the wrong way. I'm like, oh, maybe you could turn your hat backwards and be on the right.
Oh, yeah. Nah, quick fix.
Nah, but these hats, what'd you ask again? I'm sorry.
What's the name of the collection?
Oh, it's just a USA release. It's a USA collection, but now we're trying to, with all my hats, we're trying to like dial them in into like categories and to like the molds that they're in. So like our series, we're going to keep on perfecting it. We're not there yet, but our like plain Jane hat, all those colors are going to be called like the Pioneer series.
So that's like these kind of this style.
Yeah.
Which is my personal favorite. Cause I'm very plain Jane when it comes to my stuff. Nikki T can get a little more eccentric. I can't quite pull it off yet, but
yeah, people love wearing black. It just keeps it very simple. Yeah,
especially artists.
Yeah.
That is a huge thing. That's what I noticed. Artists, bro. Yeah. And even the corduroy one did really well.
Yeah, dude.
Of the plain Jane, the corduroy plain Jane.
Yeah. Fucking crushed. So that's also would be considered the Pioneer. So that's the same mold as the plain Jane, which people, that's what I want people to start realizing. I want people to go to our website and be like, okay, that's the same hat. It's the same fit. It's the same shape. It's just in corduroy and not twill. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're trying to do with my website. And then we have other categories. Like the one hat's going to be called the Highway Series.
Ooh, what's that?
The Highway Series is just like the rope high crown trucker.
Okay.
So that would be called the Highway Series. And then, there's like six other ones. I don't know.
Yeah, I want to pull up the website right now and just kind
of. I can't remember, but I came up with all these names off the top of my head, just writing names down.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. Yeah. I mean, that's how it started. Oh, it's funny. See, comes right up sponsored. You Google Nothing Fancy, takes you right to it, man. It's so fucking smart. That's so smart. Yeah, like you guys have like then the mixture of like keeping it like camo and keeping it like the camo stuff, but also like the plain Jane. Yeah, so I see like Pioneer, Legacy, the Airliner.
Airliner is the all mesh. So anything that's going to be all mesh.
Nikki T and I were talking about doing an all mesh. I've never worn an all mesh, so I don't know.
You need to.
Nikki was like, bro, it's a game changer in the summer. Like we have these at festivals, or you wear these at festivals, it'll crush.
Airliner. They're all new names, so I haven't like familiar.
Yeah, there's the Airliner, and then there's the Maverick, and then the Rambler.
The Rambler.
The Rambler's like that, that softer, looks like a softer kind of thing, like the softer back, right?
Let me see which one it is.
Like that guy.
Oh yeah. So that's the it's
the Panhandle and the M80, the M80 military one. That's sick. So, I like that a lot.
Yeah, you're gonna see a lot of more improvement. It's just gonna take time because we have like new POs are going to be coming in this year.
It's
so like
process, bro.
Yeah. But you have to keep going, even though things are changing. Like you just have to keep going. You can't just stop like, it doesn't look exactly the same. That's what I've noticed. Like, so I'm a perfectionist and I just have to stop being a perfectionist sometimes because it hurts me more than it, you know, makes things better.
Yeah. Another thing I love that you guys do, the shirts that you guys have and just the designs of, like, I got the takeover, not this past one, but the one we did, I think, before that or two takeovers ago.
Yeah.
I had snagged that, the shirt with the black lab on the back.
Oh, really?
And like, your things, man, you don't even have to know what Nothing Fancy is, but the designs are just so clean and fit. Again, that keep it simple, laid back country lifestyle.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing. We actually have after this podcast, like probably tomorrow or like early next week, I have like 4 new color t-shirts just with like the circle on the front and back. Like I was just,
yeah, dude, you just keep it simple. People go nuts for it.
Were just asking me like, can you do it in this color, this color? And I'm like, God, why am I trying to do these crazy like artwork designs on the back of t-shirt? Like, yeah, I'd rather just keep it simple and like, cause some of those t-shirts, like the black and like the red one, like they're such good sellers. They just stay on my website, you know?
Yeah. So, doesn't hurt to have them on there, bro.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Your website's so fucking clean.
Well, we just updated it. That was like another thing.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to start doing all these like more collaborations and stuff like that, we got to have it like more organized. So if people go to our website, like the collabs tab is like all our collabs.
Yeah.
And obviously we're hat oriented. So I had to divvy up all those hat sections.
Yeah.
And probably going to be getting rid of the individual names and just being like colors. It'd be like the Pioneer Blue, the Pioneer Navy, Pioneer White, like
Pioneer Corduroy.
Yeah. Pioneer Corduroy Black. Or like it's going to have like the first, the recognizing name, the subcategory, and then the color.
Just keeping it simple.
Yeah. So that's how we're going to have to start doing it, because we're going to be adding a lot more hat SKUs to the company. So it's exciting, man. I've been wanting to do this, but it takes a while to get here because you can't just like do it overnight.
No, dude, you have, like you said, it's a cash flow business, and you're in such a great position of the buildup over the past few years, man. Where you're able to do these things. A collab that we want to do something rowdy,
dude. Something rowdy,
something
baby.
Rowdy. S U M T H.
We gotta think of something crazy for that.
Something rowdy.
I don't want to give away my idea right now.
We can talk about it. We can talk about it off the camera.
All right.
We can talk about it off.
I got a crazy idea. I actually made this idea for one artist that wasn't used, won't be used, but it's.
Because we would love to do that and carry it down here at all of our stuff too, and just
something
put that
rowdy,
link,
baby.
Man. Because it's like we love to collab with people, and you've got some great collabs that you've done. Obviously, Tailgate and Tall Boys, man.
Yeah.
Which, what a couple! I know you were only there for Bloomington.
Yeah.
Clinton was wild too,
dude. That's I mean, Austin and Wayne. I remember met them 2 years ago, but that's been awesome. Like for both of us, like both parties, like. Their festival was crazy. I'm glad I almost didn't go to Illinois because I was like, I've been so dialed in my warehouse with work.
You need to get away though, bro.
I know.
You need to get away.
This week has really hurt me. Like I need to get back in the warehouse.
You need
warehouse.
To get back, but bro, it's good to take that time. Yeah. And it's like, you're not missing out. You're networking down here.
Yeah.
You're that agency you were talking about, they're down here.
Yeah.
We're down here. Yeah. There's like all the artists, like all the people that you got to meet at Red Door.
No, it's awesome.
The ladies you were talking to. Like everybody is down here, bro. And it's good to get Don down here too and get Don meeting all these
100%.
People too. It's so important.
It is, dude. And it's just, I hate coming back to a pile of work, and I know when I get back Tuesday.
Yeah, dude, that's
it's
part of
be,
it though.
Oh yeah.
But it's like when you can take a this is a business trip.
Yeah.
This whole, these 10 days, bro,
it's
a business trip for you and Don.
Oh, yeah.
Which, how crazy is it to say? Yeah. You come down here for the first time for your 21st birthday, and then you start passing out hats, getting to meet guys as they're coming up, start shooting out DMs, and now you're able to come down here, and it's a fucking write-off, bro.
Yeah.
You come down here, and it's business.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I obviously don't like to, I like when I come down here, I want to do stuff like the takeover so we can actually like make it worth our time down here and make like, you know, like some noise. Like that's why I came down here for the Live Golf, and like I was kind of running behind on this. I wish we would have like started planning earlier, but
we'll start planning the next one. You want to do one in the fall? Let's fucking do it. Yeah. You know, whenever you and Don, and I've told you this too. I know you guys like having your Airbnb and like being closer to town and stuff. But if you want to stay a little bit further out of town, like I got that.
I'm cool with that. Give me Varlo.
Bro, I got that extra. I got the extra fucking bedroom at my crib.
Really?
Like, if you need it,
I might have to
you.
Stay there tomorrow night. I ain't got a place to stay.
If you need it, man, we got you. like dead ass. Like we're here to help. So, and then talking about the Hicks Tape collab.
Oh,
that's a big one too,
dude. That was huge. Yeah, that was talked about for a long time, with the whole Hicks Tape crew, and hopefully we'll have some more big collaborations. I think we can talk about it now, but probably like a Hardy collection.
That'd be cool. And yeah. How full circle would that be, bro?
Dude, it would be huge.
And then that sets a precedent for you to do with other artists.
Yeah. Hardy Collection would be huge. I would really love to do that. We've been working on it. And then we're definitely, I think, we're doing a collab with the Carolina Cowboys PBR team.
That's cool.
Which is, because RCR, they own Carolina Cowboys. So that's how I made that connection.
It's all connections, bro. It's all making connections. That's such a huge part of this.
Yeah. And then I think what else? Obviously, Tin Roof reached out. Well, we're doing a little pop-up shop at Tin Roof on Broadway.
Yeah, I saw that. If it weren't, if I wasn't living in town so long and I wasn't, and I didn't spend my year bouncing on Broadway, I would try to make it down there today.
Yeah.
But it's going to be,
we're just doing a little pop-up shop, but they got like an event going on there and obviously
NASCAR related. Right?
Yeah. And I, Jack Jones, I met him at the Tailgate and Tall Boys. I think Nick introduced me to Jack and he just texted me and was like, if we want to collab or something, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd talk to him.
That's awesome. Yeah. What is Maxwell for Life?
So Maxwell for Life is one of my buddies that passed away, from suicide. And he was like one of my good friends. And he was really way better friends with my cousin who was a roommate with him in college at ECU. So, we made that hat for him and to donate to the Maxwell for Life Foundation. His father, made the foundation after his passing and, there's a bunch of different stuff within the foundation that they, that it goes for. But one of the main things is, a scholarship to a kid out of the same area that Max grew up in.
Oh, wow.
To go to ECU on a full scholarship.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
The 2 years ago we had a golf tournament and we raised $15,000 or $13,000 or something like that for the Maxwell for Life Foundation to help them reach their endowment.
It goes a long way, bro.
Yeah. So that was like kind of like, that's been the coolest thing that I feel like I've done in terms of like giving back. And I want to do more stuff like that.
Yeah.
We're having a golf tournament in July for this kid back home. And,
I think I saw this.
He's one of my friend's nephews. Oh, her nephew. And he got stage 4 lymphoma.
Oh, geez.
But she is putting together this golf tournament and we're calling it the Nothing Fancy, golf classic. But all of the funds are going to go to him. And I think she's done raised like over $70,000.
Dude.
So like, wow. she's really like doing this. Like, and I told her, I was like, I'm going to help out as much as possible. She is like a go-getter. So we're going to be doing more stuff like that. We're going to have like a Nothing Fancy classic every year, maybe one up in Maryland and one down here in Tennessee. And also thinking about starting a Nothing Fancy foundation or something. So
yeah, that's awesome, man. Well, anything we can do to help with an event down here, we're happy to
a golf tournament down here would be huge.
Yeah, dude, they're awesome and they're incredible. And it's so cool that you're able to give back like that. And it's powerful. And especially like not forgetting your community back in Maryland, bro.
It is. That's one of the things that when I was down bad, like throughout like my life, like the only thing that really mattered was like what you do when you like how you leave this earth, like when you're gone, like it doesn't really matter. Like, yeah, I can sell a ton of hats, but like if I didn't make an impact on like directly on somebody to change their life, like this makes me feel like I've accomplished something. I feel like that's the most important thing in life is just, you know, how you leave this earth and serving the good Lord, dude. Freaking
amen. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. So where do we see Nothing Fancy going? You're I guess five, six years into this now?
Man, I would like to here in a couple years, obviously I would like to move the business down here full time or at least be here in Tennessee, where we could be sending, you know, our packages out of. I like to just keep growing it, man. I have that, you know, number in my head, obviously, of like what I want to build it to, but it's probably going to come to a point where it will get too big for me to be overwhelming. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So I've definitely, we'll worry about it when the time comes, but I definitely want to just keep growing it and see what we can do.
That's awesome,
just keep improving every day. So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Well, Well, man, I love watching what you guys do. I love that we get, like, because we're in the same, like, hemisphere. Yep. We're in the same universe. And it's like you can play nice with other brands and develop this brotherhood and what we're doing and work together and have the goal of just doing what we can in the community and getting it all out there. And really appreciate you coming on.
Likewise, man.
And appreciate all the support that you, Don, Dre, the whole team shows us. And we'll keep doing those takeovers as long as you want to do them. And we're so thankful that you do them with us.
Yeah, bro.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, you guys, I really appreciate you guys a ton. I mean, you guys have been super helpful just with all the connections here in Nashville. So,
yeah.
I really appreciate it, man. So thank you for having me on here.
Of course, brother. Where can people go to follow you? If they're not following nothing fancy, which if Livy Dunn and Paul Skeens and Hardy and all them are following, you should be following too.
Yeah, so you can follow us. It's spelled N-U-T-H-I-N, Fancy Co. I have to spell it out because nothing is technically spelled wrong. And I still sell, you know, people that just see it for like nothing, like nothing. Like my grandpa would be like, nothing fancy, like nothing, honey. I'm like, but yeah, I just say nothing fancy, but obviously it's spelled different. So nothingfancyco.com. It's Nothing Fancy Co on all social media platforms. And that's where you can find us. We're trying to create that content, baby. We're trying to get more into YouTube and stuff like that. So
yeah, you'll get there.
Yeah. It takes time.
It does for sure, man. Well, Jackson, appreciate the hell out of you, dude. We're going to send you home with that 4-pack, by the way.
Yes, baby.
The Surfside.
East Side represent.
Yeah, there you go, dude. The Philly shit. It's awesome, dude. The Surfsides, they're incredibly crushable. You've had them at the festivals.
Like, I've had them at the golf courses back home, dude. Dude,
they get the job done. So we'll send you home with a 4-pack of those. Yeah, man, really appreciate you.
Yeah, dude. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Well, y'all be sure to check out Nothing Fancy Co. And follow our boy. Where can they follow you?
My Instagram is just Jackson_Grove, but you ain't nothing crazy on there, man.
The ladies, Jackson is single, and Don wanted me to make sure that I had out your Instagram. He's looking for somebody to
looking for that one,
life.
Man.
Looking for that one.
That so rock.
If you think you're that rock. One, you're that rock, Jackson_Grove. And thank you guys, as always, for watching and listening. Be sure to rate, subscribe, do all that stuff. Tell your mama and them. And for more on us, visit RaisedRowdy.com. For my man Jackson, I'm Matt Brill. This has been Outside the Round.
I ain't never been the kind for staying one place for too long. I ain't never been the best at saying I love you to a girl I love. Couple tricks on my sleeve, they usually just make them leave.